Welcome to Your Personal Power Pod, a podcast about aligning yourself with the life you want. And here are your hosts, Sandy Abel and Shannon Young. Good morning, Shannon. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I am great. I am slightly frustrated because I love to walk and I was hoping to take a walk today, but it's 70% chance of rain and I don't know if I want to risk it. I love walking, so I might just do it and take a hood or something.
This is Oregon. There is always a 70% chance of rain, even when there's not a cloud in the sky.
That is true. You never know when it's just going to pop up and do it to you, which is why it's such a beautiful place to live. And we love that.
You walk almost every day.
Yes.
What does it do for you?
Oh, my goodness. It's my mental health. It's good for my body. If I walk an hour a day, keeps my body moving. It's really my mental health. It's seeing the blossoms come out on the trees and listening to the birds singing and watching the clouds move across the sky. And oh my gosh, that's just keeps me grounded and centered. And I love that.
You know what I find most interesting? And knowing you, it's really not. It's pretty congruent with who you are. But a lot of people run, a lot of people walk, but you do it without any kind of distraction. You don't take earbuds. You don't listen to anything on your phone or your iPod. You just like you and the road and your tennies and nature.
Exactly. That's what it's about for me. For some people walk or run for the exercise to get their body moving, which is great. And they can listen to their podcasts or tunes or whatever. But I don't. That's not why I walk. I walk because it keeps me sane. And I love that. So what do you do for that?
I walk with my mother.
And that's very fun.
I meditate. I take long baths.
Oh, yes. Baths are good.
I cry.
There's that.
I mean, it's useful.
It is. It's a great emotion release.
Absolutely. So that's what we're talking about a little bit today is emotional baggage.
Exactly. That's what we're doing. And how to get rid of it.
And how to get rid of it. Why are we talking about this today?
I was talking with a young woman a while ago who was talking about her childhood and certain things that happened in it. And she's now a young adult. And she was saying, yes, there's a lot of baggage to unpack from that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a great way to look at it, that she's got all this garbage in her suitcase and she's just going to unpack it and get rid of it. And then I started thinking about, well, lots of people have emotional baggage, which is really just unresolved or unprocessed emotional issues or traumas or things from your negative experiences in the past. And you bring them into the present. That's when you need to unpack them.
Yeah, they absolutely weigh you down. I mean, it is like you're carrying heavy things with you. And if you don't deal with that stuff, it will break you down physically.
Oh, absolutely.
Just like carrying heavy weights everywhere you go will break you down physically.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll hurt your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, your relationships, and your overall well-being. You can't haul that stuff around because it's too heavy.
So how do we know if we have it? Because sometimes we get so used to carrying it around that it doesn't feel like extra weight.
Yeah, that's true. It just becomes a habit. If you've been hurt in the past and probably have a lack of trust in relationships, and then you doubt yourself or others, and you have difficulty with commitment, there might be an inability to emotionally give yourself to somebody. And you feel the need to be in control of different aspects of a relationship so you'll be safe and avoid future pain because you're afraid that what happened before will happen again. That's emotional baggage.
So you stop allowing yourself to be vulnerable.
Exactly. And when you're not vulnerable, you have trouble really connecting with the people in your life. If you always have walls up that they can't penetrate with their love or their caring, it makes it so you can't be connected. And that's a really hard thing.
Mm-hmm. And sad.
Very sad. And your fear and paranoia can eventually become a self-fulfilling prophecy where what you fear or what you expect, you can sort of manifest it to happen again because you're causing tension and conflict in relationships, which is what you're trying to avoid.
I noticed in my 40s, when I was starting to go off the rails in my dating life.
What do you mean going off the rails?
Well, and this is totally off topic, but I noticed my reality was that when I hit a certain age as a single woman, feeling fine about being a single woman, the world started treating me really differently. And people were suddenly expressing a great deal of concern for me that I was still quote unquote alone. Oh. And it made me panic. And out of that panic, I started making poor decisions.
Ooh.
And the poorer the decision, the more trauma resulted from it. So that I started, being vulnerable was no longer safe.
Right.
So I started choosing emotionally unavailable dates, which leads to more trauma.
Exactly.
It was really not a good cycle to be in. Being removed from it now, I can look back and be like, oh yeah, I totally get why I was making those decisions. But after a while, it was just like, I'm done dating. I don't want to do this anymore, because nobody that I was meeting was in a position to be vulnerable or making life commitments. And I was choosing those people because I was no longer emotionally available or in a place to be making life commitments. But you think you are. So unless you can see where you're stuck and deal with it, it can subconsciously affect the decisions you're making.
Wow. That is amazing self-awareness.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm really impressed.
Hard one. Very hard one.
Yes. But wow. And then you, when you realize that, you let go of that emotional baggage, right?
I gave up. I mean, well, let's be honest.
Whatever.
I was like, well, the dating pool has dried up and I'm just bitter now. So let's just get used to liking our life as a single person. And as soon as I got okay with that, then the guy who was going to become my husband showed back up again. I mean, I think there's a lot of truth to the get good with you and then the rest of your life falls into place. I think that's true. How you get there can differ for people. For me, I was just like, screw it. I don't want to go out with any more of these crazy people.
Good call. That's smart.
So getting good with my relationship with me is kind of all I have left. And then everything sort of fell into line after that. But yeah.
That is great and impressive.
Thanks for the therapy session.
That's what needs to happen, is for us to be aware of emotional baggage we're hauling around. Like the young woman I was talking with, mm-hmm. She understands that certain things that happened in her childhood affect how she's living now. And she says she's working on that because that's what was, not what is. And she doesn't want to keep that trauma in her mm-hmm. life. And we have to be able to make that distinction about what was and not bring it into what is.
And I think it's key to remember that before you start unpacking, you got to make sure you're in a safe place now. So if you're not in a safe place now, figure that out first.
Yeah, you have to be somewhere emotionally where you it's safe to start working on these things and letting them go.
Yeah.
One thing about if you're hauling around emotional baggage, it can cause feelings of anger and frustration that you might direct at others or even towards yourself, mm-hmm. and can actually lead to mental health conditions such as PTSD and anxiety and mood disorders, which also affects how your life unfolds and how your relationships unfold.
Yes, there are many, and we could talk for weeks about causes of emotional baggage and unresolved trauma, but let's just kind of quickly highlight them.
Well, they're obviously things that happened in your past, and they can be physical, mental, or emotional abuse, or neglect, or unmet needs, stressful, frightening, or traumatic events that you experienced, or being victimized in some way usually cause emotional baggage. And even though you survived it and moved through it and moved into your adulthood, that little inner child, that wounded child, is still in there, and he or she is still hurting and fearful and wanting to run away from whatever it was that happened. And that is your emotional baggage.
You can be traumatized as an adult too. Not all of your baggage has to come from situations that occurred when you were a kid.
That is very true. And lots of people experience trauma from a wide variety of events.
So what do we do with that?
Well, first of all, you have to become self-aware and recognize what you're carrying, and then identify how it's affecting and impacting your life. And once you understand the impact, you can begin to question whether you are responding appropriately to current situations. Are you doing that based on what happened in the past, or are you responding to things in the now?
What are some ways that this kind of unresolved trauma can manifest in our lives?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, lack of trust, lack of feeling safe, being short-tempered all the time, being afraid. The PTSD thing is post-traumatic stress disorder. Lots of first responders and military folks and all that experience it, but so do people who have been in horrific accidents or seen terrible events happen, and they just continue to play it in their mind until they're able to process it and move it on out. Some people aren't able to do that, and they just haul it around, and it really impacts how they live their life.
Yeah.
One thing that you can do if you're hauling things like that around in your suitcase is to try to change your perception and realize that was then, this is now. Try to learn from your experiences instead of being victimized by them, and identify how you can use those memories and what happened to evolve and become stronger and more empowered. And also focus on the present and live your life here instead of letting the past control you. But it all starts with being aware and realizing that you're carrying all this extra baggage around.
And it can be confusing to try to work through emotional baggage on your own. Mm-hmm. So please, if you're struggling with it, seek help. It's okay to ask for help. Even if the rest of the world is saying, hey, that wasn't really a big deal, if it's somehow creating obstacles in your life, go find somebody who can help you with it, whether it's doing talk therapy or tap therapy or eye movements or whatever you need to do. It's all right to ask somebody to help you.
Exactly. And you can get a professional person or just a good friend who's really a good listener. Whatever will work for you, keeping it all inside and just replaying it all by yourself is not going to help you get rid of it. It's good to find a way to release it.
Also, things like journaling, which I know is kind of a buzzword these days, but I do mean writing in your journal, but I also mean like just getting it out.
Yes.
Art. Singing, yelling at the top of your lungs.
Dancing.
I saw a great quote the other day, and I wish I could remember who said it, but it was basically like, you have to get that stuff out. You have to give it a place to live other than inside your body.
Oh, beautiful. Exactly.
Yeah. And if I can remember who said that, I will share it because it was really powerful for me.
Yes. And that's very true, that unless you are aware of it and willing to let it go, it will live inside your body. Mm-hmm. And it will impact your relationships and your physical health and all kinds of things.
Oh, here it is. You got to resurrect the deep pain within you and give it a place to live that's not within your body. Let it live in art. Let it live in writing. Let it live in music. Let it be devoured by building brighter connections. Your body is not a coffin for pain to be buried in. Put it somewhere else.
Ooh, who said that?
Ihimura.
Okay.
There you go. And if anybody wants that quote, email us and we'll send it to you.
That is very wise and very true. So if you realize you are hauling around emotional baggage, it's time to unpack it. And then you will be emotionally balanced.
And that's the goal.
Yes, exactly. Because when you're emotionally balanced, it means you can effectively manage your emotions. Doesn't mean you don't experience them. You still feel good and bad all the time, but you experience them in a healthy and appropriate way so that they don't overwhelm or control you.
This is where understanding that you are not your emotions is really helpful. Mm-hmm. Having a buffer, like a little bit of space between you and your emotions so you can recognize them while you're feeling them instead of being them while you're feeling them.
Exactly. You have to be self-aware and able to regulate yourself and have the ability to cope with challenges and situations. We've often talked about how emotions come from your thoughts. Emotions don't just happen. Your thoughts create your emotions and your feelings. And if you take a nanosecond to tune into what you're thinking before your feelings jump in, you can be able to shift what you're feeling.
This is why we always say when you're stressed or challenged, take a deep breath and get centered, anchor yourself, mm-hmm. and then you'll be able to shoulder whatever comes afterwards.
Exactly. Because when you take a deep breath like that and get centered, you get control of your thoughts. And when you're controlling your thoughts, you can control your feelings.
If you're having trouble sleeping, get help with that. Because this, for me anyway, is huge. I know if I don't sleep well, any little thing that goes wrong is going to affect me in a much, much more powerful way than it would otherwise.
Good sleep is really important. Here again, to your physical and emotional health. If you're not sleeping everything is going to be harder.
Or eating. I mean, hangry is a real thing.
Oh, yes. Yes.
If you're really struggling to cope with a situation, have you eaten? Have you slept?
Yes.
Are you hydrated? Because those yes. are basic physical needs. And when those aren't being met, everything else is harder.
Absolutely. If you don't take care of your body, it will have trouble taking care of you.
Ooh, I like that.
You've got to do that. And also, you know, practice gratitude and appreciation. That sounds corny, but walking like I do when I'm walking, I look at the trees. I love them. I'm appreciating the heck out of those. I'm grateful that I live in a place where we have those, and really feeds your soul when you practice gratitude and appreciation. And make sure you express your feelings in appropriate ways. We've talked about that. Don't dump whatever's going on with you onto somebody else and blame them for it.
That physical activity is really helpful too when it comes to making a pathway for you to consciously choose your thoughts. Getting physically exhausted makes it really hard to be emotionally exhausted.
Yes, that is very wise, and that's very true. When you run or walk or work out or whatever it is you do physically, anything that gets your body moving takes care of your mind too. And it also mm-hmm. takes care of your physical health. It's important when you're, especially when you're stressed, is to avoid using drugs or nicotine or alcohol or, you know, those things. At times they can be fine, I guess. I don't know. They can also be really negative, especially when you're using them to not feel.
To numb yourself, then you're not dealing and things are just piling up.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they could create more problems too. I mean, if you're abusing alcohol to not deal with a past situation, chances are pretty good that you're making situations worse.
Right. I was talking with a man the other day who had recently seen a very traumatic situation. He was telling me that he was able to deal with this one, but that years ago he had the same thing happen. And he said he got lost in the bottle and yeah. just spent several years drinking to not deal and not feel. And he said after a while, he realized that wasn't working real well either. He didn't feel, but it was destroying his life. So he stopped being lost in the bottle. But drugs and alcohol, if you're using them to deal with your emotions, it's not going to work long term, and it will cause a whole lot of damage.
Yeah. Yeah. And what will help is creating connection with other people
mm-hmm.
and finding a positive network, and engaging in those numbing behaviors doesn't help you here.
No, not at all. And also it's good to find a purpose and a meaning and focus on things outside of yourself, as well as practicing healthy self-care. So you have to focus on giving back and other people, and also on taking care of yourself. And that is being emotionally balanced.
It's important here to highlight what we mean by self-care. Like there's, I think we've spoken about this in a previous episode too. Like there's definitely a place for, you know, taking a bath and treating yourself to a spa day and, you know, indulging in ice cream or something like that.
Once in a while.
But what I've learned is that self-care these days is kind of synonymous with treating yourself or guilty pleasures, which yes, there's a place for that for sure, but it also means showing up for yourself, doing the hard thing because it's the right thing. You know,
right.
Self-care is not always easy.
No, sometimes it's very hard.
Yeah.
It's what you need to do to become and stay emotionally balanced.
You seem to live in a remarkably constant state of balance.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It has always amazed me, and that, you know, if you plotted your emotional highs and lows on a chart and then compared them to my emotional highs and lows on a chart, see, you're laughing already. We would be so diametrically opposed. It's not even funny. So how do you maintain that amazing level of just
balance?
Yeah, but it's not like balance in the middle. It's balance on a higher scale, at a higher vibration.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I hadn't thought of it like that.
That's what it looks like to me.
Many, many, many years ago, I was dramatic. I was the kid that used to have temper tantrums and throw myself on the floor and scream and holler and all that stuff.
That must have been like pre-12 years old.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because I never saw that.
No. Well, you didn't come along till I was in my 20s. So, but
yes.
Yeah, I remember the last time I just had a terrible, awful outburst. I was married and there was something happening with my parents and my husband, and I just lost it and screamed and hollered and yelled and went out and slammed the door, and that was that. And I looked at myself, I was in my early 20s, and said, Sandy, what the heck are you doing? And I left three stunned people in the other room. And I just decided that I wasn't going to do that anymore, that I don't need to overreact and carry on and do drama. I don't like drama. So ever since then, I've just made the decision when something gets stressful, I go for a walk or I take a bath or I remove myself from the situation. Getting all dramatic and emotional about something doesn't fix it at all. It just postpones the solution and makes it more difficult for everybody. So that's me now, I guess.
Have you ever fallen off the wagon?
Once in a great while, my husband and I will get into a tuffle about something and I will have a little hissy fit and get up and go down the hall. And then I'll come back in 3 minutes and say, you know, that was dumb. I'm really sorry. And fortunately, he's an amazing man. And we'll go, okay. And then he'll bring up another subject and we'll just move on. Fortunately, neither one of us holds grudges or holds on to anger. Mm-hmm. So we can have a disagreement and it's over soon.
I remember when you two first got married, I think I was 11, and there was bickering in your relationship for the first year or so. Uh-huh. And I was really concerned because we'd been through a divorce previously.
Right. Yes.
And you said, we are learning how to address things as they come up so that we don't stuff anything and then have ticking time bombs that will ruin our relationship later. You said, this will not last. We are figuring out how to do this. And that's why it looks this way. But this is ultimately going to result in us being much healthier. And you were totally right. It went away like within, I don't know, a few months after that. But yeah, you just said, like, we need to figure out how to address everything as it comes, because otherwise things get buried and then you don't deal with them.
And we don't have any unresolved baggage. And we've been
That's
married 41 years, because it's just hard if you've got unresolved, you know, carrying baggage doesn't work. And that's for relationships as well as for individuals. So,
yeah, your relationship with yourself can be totally sidelined by unresolved stuff.
Right. And if you have baggage in your relationship with somebody else, it's got to go. Unpack it.
This is something I learned. Like, you can have unresolved issues because of decisions you've made for yourself in the past.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, if I didn't show up for me, if I made really poor choices, those can be some of the hardest to look at and acknowledge and move on from. And there is nobody else involved.
Yes, we have baggage that we packed ourselves, as well as other people packed it for us, you know.
That we chose.
Yes, you put it in there and it's time to get it out, because it doesn't do any good to hang on to it.
Put all the bags down.
Yes. Unpack them or walk them away. Walk away and leave them there, because they don't do any good right now.
Wrap us up, Sandy.
Okay. When you have unresolved trauma or emotional issues from past experiences, you're carrying emotional baggage. And there are many signs that you are doing that, including inability to trust others or yourself, difficulty with commitment, and a need to control situations. This can cause anger, frustration, and negatively impact relationships and your mental, physical, and emotional health. You can deal with emotional baggage by becoming self-aware, recognizing what you're carrying and how it's affecting you, and work on changing your perspective, remembering that what was then is not now. When you're emotionally balanced, it means you can manage your emotions and feel them in a healthy and appropriate way without being controlled by them. There are many things you can do to create balance, including becoming aware of your emotions and reactions and taking control of your thoughts. Also, by living a healthy lifestyle that includes eating well, getting exercise, positive social interaction, and finding purpose or meaning. So if you realize that you're carrying around negative emotional baggage, it might be time for you to take control, unpack it, and become balanced.
Thank you, Sandy. Thanks for being such a great role model.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for being such a fabulous daughter. You are just awesome.
Thank you. And thank you to our listeners. You guys make all of this worthwhile.
Absolutely.
So please continue to share your thoughts with us, your stories, the topics that you'd like us to address in future episodes, your thoughts about the podcast. And if you feel like doing so, please review us. You can do that anywhere you stream or at yourpersonalpowerpod.com. Click contact and drop us an email and talk to us directly. And if you want to learn about coaching and how it can absolutely change your life, get in touch with Sandy at sandy@insidejobscoach.com. And until next time, find your power and change your life.